We are learning the Masechta Pesachim, Daf Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Tes Amud Aleph, continuing the sugya of Ein Sofik Moitzei Dei V'Adai. Rava learned our Mishnah that since it's a Sofik, if the Chulda ate it or not, we see the Chulda carrying the Chametz, which is a V'Adai, he's taking Chametz out of the room, and we're not sure if he ate it, even though it's a Roiv, but it's not sure he ate it, we say Ein Sofik Moitzei Dei V'Adai. So we continue asking Kashas on that Yisai. Frank the Marakash of Ein Sofik Moitzei Dei V'Adai, V'Atai Lent and Abraisa, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, this is also at the Sefta and Olois, Maisa b'shivchasa shal matzik echa. There was a shivcha of a certain strong person, that's punkt who he was the Yisrael, Rashi says, and the halacha is that a shivcha also has all tumas leida, because she's a shivcha of a yid, a shivcha of a yid has din of a yid, and she has din of tuma. And she one time, she was mapal and nafel, and she took the nafel and threw it into the bar. And now he couldn't check the nafel to see if this was really enough of a nafel to make her tumas leida. We know Isha that has a zachar is tumah for 7 days and has 33 days of made tyra. And she has an akeva, she has a girl, it's 2 weeks and 66 days of made tyra. And even if you have a nafel, you have the same halacha. So you have to check out this nafel, see if it's zachar and akeva. So ma'aseh b'shivchasa shel matzik echa b'rimayin, in the city of Rimayin, she'atiloi nafel abar. She threw a nafel into the bar. Uba kayin, a kayin came. Rashi says the kohen was a karav of Bnei Bayis, but what else? What are you getting a kohen to check out a nafel with Shaila Tuma? Saying the Taisim of Vuyah that he was Am Aretz, his zikha wasn't a very smart kohen. Uval kohen vehitzitz bar, and he looked over the bar, leidam zachu in the keva. Let's check out if it's a zachu in the keva. At the end of the day, he couldn't see anything. It was too deep. He didn't see it. Lamaisi didn't see anything. But now the question is, did he become tamei? Because he was mahal, he was oil over the nafel. The lach is that nafel is matam by oil, like every person is matam by oil when he's dead. And the story came from Chacham v'tiru, and they were metaher this person, this kohen who leaned over the bar, leaned over the pit. Why? Because in a pit this deep, there's always a choldo bardos, and they schlep it into the holes. And they schlep it away from here, they put it away, and there's no oil. You can never know it was taken away. For sure there's a nafel here. We're not sure. And the Chuldah Bardless is, you know, it's a Raiv, but we didn't see it. And it's a Sophic if the Chuldah Bardless, a Chuldah, by the way, is a weasel, and a Bardless, according to some Rashi's tight here with Lazi Rashi, it's like a skunk. It could be it's like a that type of animal. Even though maybe the article Taich is different, they Taich is a different type of weasel, but from Rashi, it's not Masha Homs, not like that. There's a Chulda, a Bardless, Matsuyan Sham, because there's a Chulda and a Bardless there, and they take it away. So here's only a Safik, not for sure he took it. It's Safik was Safik, Safik was Olegaru, Hishaita, because Safik was Devadai. So the Kasha Rav said, Ain Safik was Devadai. Here you see, Safik, Moitzem Devadai, Legabi Toma. And for the Gemara, Mara answers like this. Don't assume that for sure there was a nafel in the bar. Loi tema she nitil nafel bar, ala ema she pila kamin nafel bar. She wasn't sure what this was. She discharged something. She wasn't sure what it was. She threw it into the bar. So even at the nafel, it's not so pashut. I have a suffix with suffix. We're not sure if it was a something called a ruach or if it's called a nafel. She wasn't sure what she was mapil over here, and therefore it's not a valid nafel. Afraid the Gemara, but it says here the Kohen was going to check if it was Zachar in a cave. It sounds like we knew for sure it was a baby. We're not sure it was Zachar in a cave. But lay them Zachar in a cave. Who? In a cave he. Ketani, as it says in the Braisa, in the Tsefta. And for the Gemara, Hokkama, lay them in Ruach Apila in Nefel Apila. They were checking up if it was a Ruach Apila or Nefel Apila. They were checking a few things this Kohen was checking up. First of all, I wanted to see if it was a Nefel at all. And if it was a Nefel, he was going to report back to them, you're good, no Tum at all. And if it was an Eifel, then check Leidam Zachahu Mnekevi. So, like upon him, we're coming out to the first Terezek Bar is it was a Safik and a Safik. The Kasha was that we say the Chulda or Bardos took it away, and here it's a Vadai Nefel, Vadai Tumma. So you see Safik is a Vadai, and for the Gemara, no. Even the Tumma was a Safik, we're not sure what they threw into the bar. That's one Terez. The Bayi Seyma, Hosam Vadai Vadai Hu. There, it's a vadai. Given the chol the bardless mitsuyin sham vadai garu behishaita. The chol is a bardless. If since they're there, they always schlep it away. It's a vadai. Nihid shuri mesharia. Even though it's possible that they leave over something that we're not sure about, like Rava holds that it's not sure if they leave or not. But migra mi as vadai garu behishaita. They definitely schlep it away. So Teretz is like this. Even though Rava said that Chol Dabas that they eat it is not is only a Safik, and that's why Ba'olos was a Safik and a Safik. But to schlep it away, that's a Vada. They for sure come right away, they smell something, they put it away, and they'll see if they eat it later on. They'll see if they like the supper or not. They first schlep it away and finish. That's the first thing they do, and that's a Vada. So the Gemara Teretz is a Vada, a Vada. Ad Kan, the discussion of Ein Safik, Moitzib De Vada. Rava said that the inference in our Mishnah is right, the Ein Safik Moitzib De Vada, and we tried a few kashas on it, and we answered all the kashas. Each one had two truths in it. Now it goes to Astam, a kasha on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Ein Choshishim Shema Acholda came. Now our Mishnah says there's no chash that you worry that when you finish one room, Acholda came and brought chametz into that room. You're not chosh for that. Frank the Gemara, me, I'm reading Ein Choshishim Shema Goyra Acholda. We don't know chosh that, but Tani Sefer, in the next Mishnah, it says, Mishnah Daf Yudam Abayis, says at the end of the Mishnah, that after you finish biggest chametz, you have your little pouch of chametz. He said, be careful. Don't leave it anywhere. Put it in a very safe place. Why? Because Acholda might come and schlep it somewhere. Put it away in a safe place, because if not, you'll need a dekacharov. What do you mean? We're not choshes v'choldos. Why should you have to put it away and need a dek afterwards? We're not choshes v'choldos. Om abaya loikasha. It's not shver. Ha ba'ab asa, ha v'shloish asa. One's on the 14th day, one's on the 13th day. What does that mean? So first of all, we'll touch on Gemara, then we'll come back. B'shloisha also on the 30th day, the Shchiach Rifta, B'kuli Bati, they have a lot of challahs around, a lot of bread around. Loi Mitzana. So the Chulda doesn't hide it. He sees there's a lot of, he has meals coming up, he has a lot of meals, no problem. He's not going to hide it. But Arba also, he sees it's very Shvach. The Shchiach Rifta, he sees there's not too much bread around, B'kuli Bati, Mitzana. Then he hides it. So if he doesn't hide it, he's not going to eat it, and therefore it's a chash. That's the bias there. The bias there says that usually we're not choshish for a Chulda because it's like, we're not even sure it's going to do anything and it'll eat it. But here, by saying there's a chash that you will, that here the chash is that he'll put it away. Why? Because he's worried there's not going to be enough chametz. So what does that mean on the 13th day or 14th day? When do you make biggest chametz? On the Arla Arba Asa. He's saying our Mishnah went the 13th day and therefore there's no chash because there's so much chametz around. Our Mishnah went Arla Arba Asa. So if you look at Tosha Sirash, he asked this kasha. And he says 13th means 13th going to 14th. He said our Mishnah is talking about the night of the 14th. That's the 13th and the 14th. Still have a lot of chametz around. The next Mishnah is talking about in the morning, tomorrow in the 14th in the morning, Erev in the morning. There's no chametz around anymore, and you have your little pouch here. And he sees it. Look, it's very shvach. The chametz, and they put it away. That's a bias pshat. That's a bias teretz.
Why doesn't it say it's
about 14th? It is. It does. Here it's to Allah Avasa. No. It doesn't say 13th. Wait, the Gemara or the Mishnayos. Mishnah's both don't say 13. Mishnah says Ein Choshish is going back in the Mishnah Arla Abbas. This is not Choshish. Then the next Mishnah says you make a bdika b'yudal b'shachris. Then it says and you put it away. It's very very meduyik. It's very meduyik. Yeah, it's very strange to say it means the 13th day because you don't do bdika Arla Shloish Asa. Even if you do, it's b'di'evet. It's good. You're going on a trip. So why would our Mishnah all of a sudden talk Arla Yud Gimel without telling anyone about it? So that's why it's fair to say that. That's what Tosfos Rosh says. Zok to Gemara, that's one teretz. That's a bias teretz. Rava comes to the argues on his teretz. Amar Rava says, this is one smart weasel over here. Amar Rava, Childa Nevi'i, is this weasel a Nevi'ah? And this is a play on words. There was a Nevi'ah in the times of the Nevi'im called Childa HaNevi'ah. So that's the joke over here. Rava's making a Tiredig joke. So Childa Nevi'i, is this Chulda so smart? The Yada, the Inna Arba Asa. Today is the 40th day of Le'af Yad L'Ur. They're not going to bake any more matzahs till tonight. Umashayim Matamra. The weasel so smart. The chaps is no chametz around. They're not going to bake an hour more chametz. It seems like they didn't bake matzah until the evening because they didn't want to have fresh matzah. So does he know that today is not going to be any food today? There's going to be no food today. So he doesn't like this pshat. Rav doesn't like this. Elam Rav, you know what teretz is? Pashtu teretz. We're not choishes for chuldas, but he's saying like this: put it away. There's an eitz tayvik mashmal. Of course, you're not choishes for a chuld unless you see it. But the Mishnah is telling you eitz tayvik. By the way, put it in a safe place because the chuld might come in front of you and take it away. That's Gemara's teretz. Not because you're choishes for chuld. It's eitz tayvik because the chuld might come take it. Tanya comes to the Rava. The Bryce like Rava, Rich Lech Chomets Achav Bdika. Someone wants to eat Chomets after Bdika. Ketzi Yah. So what you do? Mash Meshai. Whatever leaves over, Yanechenu B'Tzina. You should put it away in a safe place. So Tavoy Chulda V'Tito V'Fneinu. Chulda shouldn't come in front of you, and take it away. V'Yitzarach Bdika Achav V'Yiv Bdika afterwards. That's the second teretz. The third teretz is Rav Mari. Rav Mari Omer Gzeira Sheminiach Etz V'Zim Sateisha. Also, Eitz Taiva. He says, what's going to happen if you leave it out? You're going to come tomorrow, you had 10 pieces of bread. Tomorrow you have 9 pieces of bread. And then you're going to have to make a bedikah because you're missing one. So again, it's an Eitz Taiva. Put it away safely. Not because we're choshish for sure for a choda, but in a case where something happens, you're going to have a problem. Therefore, the smart thing is to put it away. So three truths. Abayi's teretz was that was on the 14th day, and here we choshish a choda will come and hide things because he knows there's no other chametz. Rava and Rav Mari say Eitz Taiva Kamash Lom because if something happens, something might happen, and therefore just put it away, and therefore you won't have any choshish. Now the Gemara Metz Hashem is going to a sugya. It goes into the next plot also about different type of sveikas in B'dikas Chametz. So let's see the first halacha. Teisha Tziburim Shal Matzah. It's different halachas and it brings rice in different places in Shas. There's a Shas sugya over there. Teisha Tziburim Shal Matzah Va'echad Shal Chametz. You have 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz. Va'asa Achbar V'shakal. And an Achbar went inside. You see the mouse. The mouse took something from this pile and it brings it into your house and you can't find it. But v'lo yadinon im matzah shakel chametz shakel. You're not sure if you took matzah or you took chametz. So what's the halacha? There's really a rov here, but we know there's din of kol kavua. So let's see what the halacha is. Hainu sefer. The mitzvah. Hainu teisha chenuyos. That's the halacha of teisha chenuyos. What's the halacha of teisha chenuyos? The halacha of teisha chenuyos are that if you have 9 stores of that sell non kosher meat, and 1 store sells kosher meat. Or the opposite, 9 stores sell kosher meat, and the other ones are not kosher meat. The halacha is, if you walk in and you buy something, one of the stores, it's a suffix. It's called kol kavua mechsa mechsa. When you walk into the place and you buy something in a kavua digger place, the halacha is, it's 50-50. Even though there's roiv, let's say roiv kosher stores, the one trefer store, it's still, you have to worry that that's not kosher. Why? Because kol kavua mechsa mechsa. It's learned that from a pasuk. There is somewhat of a svara on it. Because since you walked into one store, it doesn't make sense to be right, because I could have walked into any store. So therefore, it's kol kavua kamechsa mechsa. So here you see the achbar walk into the piles and take one from the piles, kavua, and then if it was teisha matzah, it'll be mutter. But pirish, if something came out of those piles and landed up in a corner, and then the achbar took it, then the lachas go basu roiv, it'll be matzah. It's called the paras ruah paras. For us, achbar v'shak, I know sefer the tnan. Linter mishter teisha chenuyes kulam eichem basu shchuta. There's 9 stores that sell kosher meat. Ve'achav v'cheres basu vela. 1 store sells non-kosher meat. Ve'lokach me'achas mehem. You took from one of them, any day meiz mehem. Lokach, you know which one you took from. Sveikay asa, suffix asa. Uvenimtsa, but if you find a piece of meat on the floor in front of these 10 stores, halakach aroyv. You go as aroyv, because called the parish, ruah paras, then it will be kosher. Same thing by chametz, you'll go basar the roiv when it's pirish, but when you go in there and when the achbar, the mouse, goes in there and takes out chametz, it'll be a suffix. But remember this, because there's a little bit of a kasha, we're coming out here, a suffix chametz is taka asr. That's what it says in this Gemara. Because kol kavua mechsa mechsa, you know, it's nine matzah, the suffix, it's a suffix, and suffix, the rabbanon, is chari to rabbanon here, because the biggest chametz rabbanon we said, but suffix is asr here. That's the first Gemara here, it's clearly suffix is asr, but if it's parish, it's meruba parish. That's one halacha. Klar halacha? Next halacha. Shnei tziburim, echad shal matzah, v'echad shal chametz. You have 2 piles. One matzah, one chametz. B'lefneim, and in front of them 2 piles, shnei batim, echad baduk, v'echad shenei baduk. In front of them is 2 houses. One was checked for chametz, one was not checked for chametz. V'also shnei achbarim, 2 mice came, echad shakal matzah, v'echad shakal chametz. One took the matzah pile, and one took the chametz. You saw, but you don't know which house they went into. Which house? So it would be very good if the chametz achbar, the chametz mouse went into the house wasn't checked yet. You don't have to check it. And the other one, the matzah one, went into the one that was checked. That would be the best. So what do you assume over here? It's a suffix. The Gemara says, "Hainu shtei kupas." That's the luck of 2 kupas. The tnan, shtei kupas. If you have 2 baskets in front of you, achas shachulim, achas shachuma. One's chulim, one is truma. V'lefneim in front of them, shnei soim. There's 2 piles of Tvua, echad shachulim ve'echad shachuma. One's not tvua of food, of wheat, let's say. Echad shachulim ve'echad shachuma. One's chulim, one's chuma. V'naflu elu l'sech elu. And these fell into those. We're not sure which one. Mutarim, halacha is mutar. Why? Shani oimer, you could assume, a pellet, you could assume, chulim l'sech chulim naflu, the chulim found the chulim, and the chuma l'sech chuma naflu, and the chuma fell into the chuma. So the Gemara is saying, Then what do you say? You say about the chametz also, probably the chametz landed up in the one that had the chametz in it, and the matzah landed in the house that was checked for matzah. We checked already for chametz, only has matzah. Just like the steak coopers. So Gemara asks, what do you mean, Eimer d'arminon, shani oimer, b'tshuma d'rabbana? When do we say this din of shani oimer, by the rabbanon, we say this shani oimer, that the chametz fell, the tshuma fell into the tshuma, and the chulun fell into the chulun? We only say it's by tshuma d'rabbanan. But chometz d'raisa, we don't say shani oimer by tshuma, by something that's d'raisa. By tshuma d'raisa, we don't say it. So chometz here is d'raisa. How do you say it? And for the Gemara, auto b'dikas chometz d'raisa is b'dikas chometz d'raisa. D'rabbanan. The whole b'dikas chometz is only d'rabbanan. The d'raisa of a bittel b'amasagle. The d'raisa, it's enough with bittel. So what the Gemara is saying is that since with the rice of bittel sag, here's only sofik derabanan. Just like you say shani oimer by tshuma d'rabbanan, by b'dika d'rabbanan, you also say shani oimer. Had kind of second case of the Gemara. And the Shaila is, isn't the second case a steer to the first case? In the first case, we just said that when it's kavua, it's a suffix, you go to the chumra. And here we're saying, where it's a suffix, you say shani oimer, it's a rabbanon. Because suffix the rabbanon lakulo. This is a kasha the Rishonim deal with. The teretz, the Ran, Nechdusha Ran, he answers the teretz is like this. That before, when the chometz was noilad by the Teisha Chanuyas, when the suffix was noilad, the suffix is, was it chometz or was it matzah? That the achbar took. That's a suffix deraisa. That wasn't a suffix yet about the house yet. When the achbar picked it up, we're not sure which mouse picked up from the matzah pile or the chometz pile. That has the raisa ramifications, because let's say you find that piece on Pesach, it'll be deraisa. It has deraisa ramifications, it could be a suffix deraisa. Then after it was brought into the house, then it's already a suffix derabanan. My shaking here, the whole suffix was noilad in the house. That's what it was. We saw the piles in front of us exactly. It was matzah, it was chametz. Now, so he fell into one of the houses. That's a suffix derabanan, and there we go lakula. That's a teretz of the Ran. It's a very lumdish question. But that's really a steer of the two Gemaras, but that's the two Gemaras we had so far. That by Teisha Chanuyas, we say, by Teisha Tzeburim, we say suffix is aser, and here by the houses, we say suffix is mutter.